Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let having a quiet time with God as soon as you wake up become your way of life. We were created by God for God to have a relationship with Him. As soon as you wake up, switch on your phone to listen to Turning Point Ministration. Say amen to the prayers and engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then read a short Bible study for the day from the Daily Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. TPGF members across the world subscribe online for the prayer booklet. Do so, and it will be sent to your phone. To subscribe or renew your subscription, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Sunday, the 10th day in March 2024. The 10th day in number counting, when you get to 10, the number becomes double. Let me connect to that in praying for all today. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God shall bless you with double. Double blessing, double lifting, double anointing, double promotion, double impact. Your things shall start coming in doubles. Who is this? In this new week, you shall make a significant progress and impact. Sunday is the beginning of a new week. You are stepping into a new week from today. I speak over your life that this shall turn out to be your best week so far since the beginning of this year. Note what I have just prophesied to your life now, and watch out carefully for it. This week will deliver what the previous weeks couldn't deliver. Let's do this. Let's take this prophetic action this morning, if you can. And if you cannot, then do it later. Take a piece of paper. Any piece of paper you wouldn't need again. Tear it into two and hold them apart. If you cannot do so immediately now, receive the prayer all the same. Do so later when you can and play back the message. Pull the paper apart. I prophesy God will tear away from you all negatives, sicknesses, pains, disappointments, failures, losses, misses, shutdown, letdown, tears and crying. You won't hear evil news anymore from today. God will tear away wrong people from your life and destiny. You will get it right this week. Good people will locate you for blessing this week. All parents, I pray for you. You will hear good news from your children this week in the country where you are or outside of the country. All businessmen and women, all traders and investors, you will hear good news from your business and investment. Everybody, touch your ear gently. Let me pray. You will hear clearly from God this week. God will give you clear and divine direction. You will have it right. You will have nothing to regret this week. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I receive it. March 10, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Receive the blessing of God on this your birthday. You will celebrate March 10 yearly in good health, in progress, and sweet testimonies in the name of Jesus. Listeners, this is our day 7 of intensive, fervent, biblical, personal, and prophetic prayers. From tomorrow, we shall start a week of teachings, counseling, and wisdom sharing. Send in your own questions and situations. Today is still prayers, intensive personal prayers. Let's start with Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. Then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Pray for yourself like this with strength. I am a fruitful vine. I speak to the ground on which I live and walk. Yield your increase for me. Yield your abundance for me. This is my due season to flourish and to blossom in this country, also to my children. This is my time to eat the best and to eat well. This is my harvest season. My harvest shall not be wasted. Barrenness is not my portion. I reject and refuse it. My business shall yield her increase. My platform, my network, all my effort shall produce the best. Anything and everything that have my names on it shall do well. In Jesus' name, say amen. Next, let's pray with Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Now, let's pray like this. Let's pray for all our shut down doors to open. Please pray with strength. Say, my doors for help and assistance shall not be shut down against me. I reject it. My doors for progress and advancement shall remain widely opened. My doors for breaking forth and breaking through. My children's door for breaking forth and breaking through. I say, open now. Open now. Pray and say, my Jericho doors open. My goodly heritage doors open. All powers and forces working to shut my doors, receive divine judgment of God today. Walls of Jericho before me crumble and fall flat. I shall take over Jericho and possess my possessions. My children will take over their Jerichos and possess their possession in Jesus' name. Yes, all Jericho walls before you shall crumble, and all shut down doors of Jericho against your possession shall open today. You shall have an unhindered walking through into your inheritance in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next, let's use Haggai chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 to pray this prayer. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace. Wow. Let's pray with this into our life. I will not lack my father's possession. Gold and silver belong to my God. God is my father. I belong to him. Therefore, silver and gold, the good resources of this land, gravitate towards me. By divine power, be attracted to my life and be attracted to my children's life. O Lord my God, let the glory of the latter house be greater than the former in my life and in my children's life. O Lord, let me have peace. Let my life enjoy peace. My borders and territories receive peace. Let there be peace all over me. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, I speak peace and serenity to everyone's life. Your peace shall not be disturbed. In Jesus' name. Next, and final one for today. Let's pray with Zechariah chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garment and stood before the angel. And the angel answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe you with changed of raiment. Pray and say, O Lord my God, remove the filthy and evil garments from my life and destiny. Garment of sicknesses and diseases, garment of lack and want, garment of indebtedness and struggling. Remove all the evil garment from my life and from my family life forever. Clothe me with a new garment of honor, of beauty, of progress, and of distinction in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. You will have glorious testimonies connected to these prayers this week. You can play back these prayers again and again. Pray the prayers and you will see the miracles of God. Rebroadcast this to all your contact. Do so daily. God will bless you for rebroadcasting this to others. Let your loved ones also hear these prayers, pray these prayers, and receive the miracles. Join us in the two Sunday services today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9 to 11 a.m. second service. Join us online and join us real life if you are in any of the cities where our centers are located, all over Nigeria and also in London, United Kingdom. Obtain your TPGF kit, the T-shirt, the face cap, and the two wrist band. Wear them with joy and with pride everywhere you are. Let's strengthen this brand. In Nigeria, to get your own TPGF kit, chat, send SMS or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392 for arrangements on how to get it to you. In UK and in Europe, chat, SMS or call Pastor Franklin on 0795650436 for arrangement to get your own sent to you. You might need to pay a little extra for postage and courier. Never mind, pay it. It is worth the sacrifice. Wednesday, March 21 is our first National and International Ministers Conference 2024. It will start 10 a.m. that day at Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel, opposite Allen Bus Stop, Ikeja, Lagos. Buses, air-conditioned buses, have been arranged for ministers coming from Ogun State, taking off from Abeokuta, and ministers coming from Oyo State, taking over from Ibadan. But you will need to reserve a seat with a token. And in Abeokuta, send an SMS, a chat, or a call to 0802-779-6376 to secure your seat from Ibadan. Send an SMS, a chat, or a call to 0805-8022-194 to reserve your seat. Do so now. It is first come, first serve. All ministers in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, apostles, pastors, bishops, teachers, all over Lagos. For more information about the Wednesday, March 21, of the Ministers Conference in Lagos, for more information, send a chat, SMS, or a call to 090-555-14460. You will get more information. Everybody prepare for that. National and International Ministry and Ministers Conference. Ministering along with me is Apostle Lawrence Achidume from Abeokuta. It shall be live streamed, so connect from all over the world. I speak to everyone's life today. You will do well and do good. You will do great. This will not just be another Sunday. It will be a special one in your life. You are blessed and you are lifted. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.